K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obie and Ashley's 8:15 second date update.
Connie, where are you from?
D-Land.
Okay. Nice. Good to be talking to you. Okay, so let's dive right into your date.
Hi. Okay, well, I really appreciate you guys helping me. I am just calling you guys because I was just on this date with this guy named Dan, and I thought that we really hit it off. I've been trying to get in contact with him. Honestly, really confused. So I don't know if you guys can help me figure out what's going on.
What did you guys do on your date?
We went to a comedy club.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, I had so much fun. And it was so different. And like, I don't know, for a first date, I just thought it was like refreshing and different and fun.
Tell us about him real quick. Just like, why were you so into him?
Honestly, he's kind of different. He's like a nerd. Like, he's really smart and intelligent. But like, he kind of reminds me of like Clark Kent.
Oh, hey. Nice.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's kind of hot with the glasses. I'm into it. I've never dated a guy like this before, and I was honestly excited.
All right, okay, well, listen, We're going to try to do our best just to get you guys pasted back together, okay?
Thanks.
Hello?
Yes, looking for Dan, please.
Yeah, this is Dan.
Dan, hey, it's Obie and Ashley. We do a morning radio show on K92.3. Don't know if you've ever heard of us?
No, hey.
Good morning.
Okay, so we're calling you on behalf of a girl who you went on a date with, and now you're not getting back to her.
Okay.
Her name is Connie, and you guys went to a comedy club, she said. She said you were super sweet. She was really into you. She was very complimentary, Dan.
Wait, so you guys are like an online radio or something? I'm sorry.
No, we're not online. We're on the line, on the phone line right now with you right now. We're on K92.3 in Orlando, though, so you can hear us. She reached out to us for help.
I'm sorry. You guys are calling me. Both of you guys are calling me from a radio station?
Yes. We're both sitting here together.
And you want to ask me about a date that I went on?
Yeah, but listen, our main purpose is just to get you guys on a date together. Is that going to happen, Dan? Like, can we get you and Connie going out again?
Yeah, I don't know, you guys.
Connie wants to know if she did something wrong and why you're not getting back to her. If we could just help her out.
Man, I mean, it was a brutal date. So I don't really know why she would be looking to reestablish contact with me.
Well, if you don't mind, yeah, we'd love to hear some of the details. She already spilled a bunch of the beans.
Okay, well, so we got to this comedy club, and there was nowhere to sit because we were late, so we had to sit all the way up front.
Okay.
And this comic just totally dug into me and was going after me for my appearance and just assassinated me in front of the whole room of people. And everyone
this was the comedian?
This is the stand-up comic.
Right.
And everyone is just laughing, and she's laughing, and I'm like, I'm dying, you know? Like, it was so embarrassing.
Aw.
It feels like it's happening again. I don't know why I'm on the radio now.
No. We promise we are not trying to embarrass you or anything at all.
You know, I'm like not the kind of guy who wants to be the center of attention like that.
Wow, you know what?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, then let's get Connie on the line, because Connie's been listening to everything you just said.
Okay.
Hi, Dan.
Hey.
I feel so bad.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I just you were laughing too. You thought it was super funny.
Sometimes they can be really mean.
I had no idea. Like, I thought that it was cool that he was even being like called out. It was a comedy show, a really good comedian. I feel terrible that I was like hurting his feelings. That sucks.
You didn't know? I mean, people were coming up to us after the show and like reliving it, and people were
oh my god
about it.
Again, I just thought it was all fun, and I just thought like when we hugged at the end that everything was good. I just wish you would have told me, you know, and just said something to me.
Dan, is this something you think you can give Connie another shot on? I mean, you did bring her to a comedy club, and sometimes those situations can be super embarrassing. And unfortunately, they picked you to pick on. But
especially if you sit up front, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess the reason I wasn't responding to you is because I just thought you wouldn't want to go out with me. you know?
That's not the case. I would love to go out with you, and this is why I'm doing this.
That's true.
Yeah, I'll try to forget the fact that you were laughing at me, too.
Oh,
man. Okay, but yes, guys, a second date. So we're good?
I think so.
Dan?
All right.
Yeah, I'll text you.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Love it.
Finally.